Testing 1, 2, 3. This is Kenita Murphy. I'm on my way to the home of Miss Ethel Baldwin. Today is Tuesday, April 15th, 2003.
Girl, born about 5 years old. My grandpa Simon Harmon, grandpa lived to be 89, I believe. One of them was 89. He and my grandma, one were 89 and one was 92. But anyway, one of them died before the other one. Grandpa died before, but he was about 89 years old. I can't remember when he died, but what I'm trying to say is, they used to make chewing tobacco, mm-hmm. and all the tobacco, like Bull of the Woods chewing tobacco, and they had it in a great big old slab of, you know, and when they bought that tobacco, it had something like a bull, and it was made out of a tin stamp. They would stick that stamp in that tobacco. That way you know it was Bull of the Wood. Mm-hmm. Okay, Grandpa had opened that plug of tobacco, and he had that stamp in his hand, and he had the song booth, and he was going to teach me how to sing. So he had, forgot what the song was, but he had the song book in his hand, and he brought me up to him and told me how to, you know, showed me how to, like, took the song book and showed me how to sing the song that he had in his hand. And when he was directing me singing, he had that plug of chewing tobacco. Not the plug, he had the stamp out of the chewing tobacco in his hand. And he had that stamp. It was a little old stamp about that big, and it was red. I can remember that. The stamp was red. And he was directing me with that stamp in his hand because he was finna cut him a piece of that tobacco off to chew. Mm-hmm. And he had that stamp in his hand directing me as we saw him and me. I had the book. And he, you know, because see, I started school young. Mm-hmm. And I could read a little bit then. But he would point out the words to me in the song book. And him and me were singing that song together. And if he want me to, I just sang a portion of this one here and let you know what I'm talking about by singing the song now.
And what's the name of the song?
But you want the note part and then the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whichever one.
Sing the notes and then the words.
Yeah, whichever one you're comfortable
okay,
with.
Okay, now. I could sing it, but see, I need basses and tenors, alto, and soprano for this song. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to just sing the soprano part.
Okay.
Or the notes.
Okay.
But I would have to add that other part to it to make the song sound like it's supposed to sound. But even though I won't be singing the full part of the alto and the tenor and bass. Mm-hmm. But I sing that and then when I get to one line, you want me to sing one stanza of the song. Okay. The song would be like Serving My Lord and King. Okay, they say, so sa la do la do. Mi, 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 re, so, so. Then the alto would say, do, re, do, mi, do. Mi, mi, re, do. That's what all of us said that together, but the alto would have said that without the soprano. And then it said, sa, sa, la, do, la, do. Mi, mi, re, do, re, mi. So, 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 la, so, do, re, mi, mi, re, do. Then the leader said, mi, mi. Then the other said, do, si, la, so, do. So, 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 la, so, mi, do. So, 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 mi, do, re, re, mi, re. Do, so, do, mi, do, la, so. Mi sa do la do mi sa do sa sa mi do re do mi mi re do. Then we go back up and sing the word. He said, "I am forever blessed with health and happiness." See the part I was saying for the note, like I said. Mi do, we said, serving my Lord and King. Mi, my, mi, mi, re, do. Then it said, so, sa, la, do, mi, mi, re, do, re, mi. It said, do it, oh, kindly deed. for those I find in need. That's what I just said with the notes. It says serving. See, that's what that is. My Lord and King. My Lord and King. Then the leader said, me, me. Then the other said, Dorsi La Sada. They said, helping my fellow man. Doing the best I can, serving my Lord and King, my Lord and King. Praising the living Christ, praising Him day and night. Serving my Lord and King, my Lord and King. See, now that's what I'm saying, the way my granddaddy. Mm-hmm. Oh, you want to get that? That's the way my granddaddy was showing me the notes. Now, like a certain note, I can you might could draw the notes. If you had a, like whatever note it is, see? Like this, sir. Wait a minute. I can't see too good out of these glasses. I just got them. And they can't see out. That's a sir made like that. Can you see that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's a sir there. Both of those two. Now, I'm using the top line, so that's a lie. That's a duh. That's a lie. See that? That's a duh. See that one?
Okay.
This one and this one is made. These two are made just alike. So each one of them is made alike would mean the same thing. You know that. That's a duh. And that's a me. Those two are me. That's a rare. That's the way a rare may look like. It's an egg cut in two. A rare, and then that's a duh, that's a rare, and that's a me, and that's a sir. Now, that's that with that hole in it, you might have probably been told that, like the hole in the nose, see the rest of it covered in black, that got a hole in it. That mean you hold that, like say, serving, that's what that hole mean right there, with that hole, with a no open note, that would mean, and hit it up above the rest of them, that mean you hold it and kind of go up a little bit with it.
Okay.
I don't know whether you've been told. You might have been told the same thing I'm telling you now.
With the songs, your knowledge of the notes and so forth, did you ever go to like, you know, some type of singing school or whatever where they taught y'all the notes?
Well, what happened was, I had two cousins, come B9, come Bus 9. Every Thursday, Sunday evening, we would go from up there. We lived out there in Benevolence, then up there where Mars Harmon live at. That's where we lived, and you know where Mars lived. We lived in that house. Every Thursday evening, he'd gather up all the children around there, and we would go down to that church and practice. That's how I learned the notes. I learned the notes on studying the Sparkling Song. That's how I learned the notes on this song right here. I never will forget this song. I just about sung it so much that I used to know it by heart. I sung it so much. He said, me, so, 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 la, me. Me, re, do, do, re, do. Me, so, 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 la, me, re. Me, so, 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 la, me, re, do, re, do. Me, so, 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 la, me, re, do. Mi so 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 la mi, mi re do, mi re, mi so 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 la mi re, mi so 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 la mi do re do, mi so 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 la mi. Redo.
And so
when I was lost in sin, my Savior took me in. He washed away my sin on the cross. He spoke a word of peace and gave me sweet relief and cleansed my soul of all his draws. Come join this happy band and start for Canaan land. and meet our blessed Lord in the sky, up in the sky. We know it won't be long until we join this song of Moses and the Lamb on high. Now that's the song that I learned how to sing in those songs, and everybody that practiced, they mostly got up there and sung this song. It was when my heart is filled with song. That's the name of the song. Every time we practice, we were singing notes on this song called Couldn't Be or Couldn't Bunch. Would have us down there every evening after church. If we had church that day or sometime during that or Sunday evening, they would take us down there. That's how I learned how to sing the note. And we used to go to some singing convention. There'd be so many people at that church, that Benelli Baptist Church, it wouldn't hold the people. And now you can count the few people that come to me.
How often the conventions were held?
We used to have one in January. That was a quarter. And in April, we had a quarter and a semi-annual session. Mm-hmm. The semi-annual session was of the state in April. And in July, we had the Benevolent Singing Convention, where all of the different churches, but I imagine when I first knew about it, it had about, I don't know, 8 or 10 churches in it then. And it would, every year it would go from church to church, you know, go around from church. Different churches had to ask for it, you know, they wanted to go to this church, or I want to take it in my church. And April we had the quarter, and then the semi-annual session. July we had the Benevolent Singing Convention, where all churches come together, not all of the, you know, same people like choir do with anniversary. All of them come together. And but when we had like the quarter, it wasn't all of them different ones together. It was just some of them would come. But when we had that July singing, it'd be so many folk there that you couldn't even see, get in the church, even at Benevolence. Big as our church is. And so in July, and then October, we would have a quarter and the state convention. Mm-hmm. And churches from all over the state would come in together with the state convention. And see, then it start over again in January with the quarter.
When the state convention, was it held at Benevolence?
Or? It had been held at Benevolence.
Oh,
it would
rotate.
Go from church to church. Uh-huh. Okay. It would go to, we had churches like Upper Sardis, Lower Sardis, St. Mark, or Lumpkin, Philadelphia, Benevolence, Hopewell. I forgot where it's going to be at. Wherever the church is, it's going to be at this time. I don't know the name of it. I can't think of it. But if I had about 8 or 10 churches in it then, and sometimes it would take about 2 years to get back to Benevolence, I would say. Even though we was having these semi-annual sessions and we were having these states, it would take it about that long to get back to us. You know, go around from church to church. Like you say, you rotate from church to church. And sometimes if this church don't want it, if another church asks for it, it'll go to that church. That's the way, you know, that's the way. If this church couldn't have it at that time, another church would say, well, we'll take it. That's the way we would do, but they had the best time, honey. And long and then, the people were carrying out all these big dinners.
You remember what year that was, or what?
When the singing was.
Yeah, these big ones, you remember this.
Honey, when I told you from 5 years old on up. 5 years old up till now, but see, now we done cut it down. Mm-hmm. We only have a singing in January, one in July, and the state in October.
What was the change in the number of times y'all had it? Was it lack of participation in it?
That's the reason. We cut it down. Okay. Because we only have Philadelphia, Benilla, New Salem, and Piney Grove. Okay. That would be the... now we have combined Hopewell with Benevolence. Because it used to be a Hopewell singing. It used to be two Hopewell singing. One Hopewell was down on this end, another Hopewell back up this way. And Benevolent Singing Convention were the people that were right around here that was in it. And I think they said my granddaddy started this, Grandpa Simon. started this thing, these same convention, you know, congregate themselves together. And it was the one up there, Ron Richmond had another name, I don't know what it was. But see, when we had it, like I said, in July, that made all of them come in together. And in October, all of them was come back in together for the state. In whatever part of the saying it was, all these different things, like the Hope Wheel and all them, they would come in and combine themselves together.
Is the order of service still the same, you know, as they run, like, in, like, the fifth Sunday saying, you know?
Oh, that's not the fifth Sunday saying. It's not involved in it.
Okay. With the convention, what type of order of service would go? You have devotion?
Yeah, we had devotion, and...
Would it be a sermon given, or...
No.
Okay.
We just sang. Okay. We had, you know, we opened it up with devotion. And then what happened, you know, like the minutes, we had the minutes. But sometimes they would meet on a Friday. It used to start on a Friday. Mm-hmm. And go Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday. Close down. But usually on a Saturday, they had two sessions. See, they mostly took care of the business on a Friday. Then they start singing that Friday night. And then that Saturday, we had two sessions, like one in the morning. Then they turn out for dinner, come back in and have another session. Sunday was the same way. We have one that morning, they come back in and have another one after dinner. That Sunday. And then sometimes it be night when the people get too sane. It be so many people too sane then. And they just song. I mean, they just song to everybody. Because they had a list that called the name out, name by name. Everybody sang. They would write the name down. Mm-hmm. And they would call the person from the chair. Like, it wasn't like we all the whole choir sang together. You stand up in the floor. You've been to one of these?
Not the convention.
Okay. Well, we stand up in the, they call your name. You get up and somebody give us a pitch to the song that we going to sing. Mm-hmm. Like he was saying a while ago, "Dore me fall," and something like that. They give us a pitch to that song. And when we get the pitch, then we start off on it. And most everybody got up in that floor was saying them notes before they sang the words. Because we be practicing. We would meet every now and then to practice, but we don't even hardly meet to practice now. We would meet to practice them songs. And practice the notes. Like the whole, like couldn't be with practicing us, children. That would be adult time to meet. Like maybe I say with third Sunday evening, all of the adults would come together with the children to practice. Mm-hmm. And all those practice. We see when they call your name, you get up in the floor, stand up there with your book, tell them what number your page your number on. The title of your song, if you want to, if you tell the page, you know what the title is. And then when you tell what page, everybody, like, we had alto, tenor, soprano, bass. Okay, bass, I say, well, sit on this side. Soprano, sit right here. You know, we got four sides of benches in the church. Okay, the alto will sit on this side, and the tenor will sit over here. And everybody had their books, get their books out, and look on that number that you said and find that song. And then when everybody got ready, the director will give you a pitch to your song while you standing up there by the director. You stood up by yourself and they give you a pitch to that song, and then you take off on the notes or the words if that's where you want to sing it. And then you, after you finish with the notes, you will sing the words. Well, after they give you a pitch, they go back and said, "The director always was a man." We had Robert Lee used to be our director, Mr. Clanwell used to be a director, and man is one now. But who else used to be a director? I remember Mr. Clanwell. Well, couldn't be them used to be one, but they were so old until they couldn't stand up there, but they could pitch your song for you sitting in that chair. Then you get back there close to them and they pitch your song for you, and then you start off on your song. Mm-hmm. And sing your song.
So, you know, they in a sense, the community had its own singing teachers or whatever. That's what the one, the correct terminology I read or whatever, who would go around and teach, you know, individuals.
No, how to we do all this. Met at a church.
Yeah, but I'm just
like relating. We had an instructor, like couldn't bust them.
Yeah, somebody but in your family knew it, right?
Not really. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't just instructing us; he was instructing everybody. Well, he usually just got children together. Like I said, he had us to come back down to the church after Sunday school or after church. We'd go down to the church. But what I'm saying is, when we all adults, when the adults and us children come together, he would be our instructor. And if you took off on that song wrong, they'll stop you. Mm-hmm. They'd be looking at it too. But if you took off on it wrong, they'll knock on that table for you to stop. And you stop until you got it right. And they will keep stopping you. In practice time, they keep stopping you till you get it right. That's why I learned how to sing. I said, me. That's how I learned how to sing. And a lot of times I hear song being sung. I know they're not sung right, but ain't nothing I can do about it. Though, you know, a lot of people pick up song from people and sing them. And they add or they take from. But when they do that, I know when they are not singing it right. But I can't help it because they're going on through it the way they used to sing it because they have not practiced. Mm-hmm. And see, I'm not practicing now. We should be, but I'm not practicing. We used to practice all the time, like a sang convention coming up, like a sang convention going to come up in July. We used to start practicing, and we would practice and practice and practice up to the time for that sang convention. That's the way we do.
Now, how many churches would you say in the convention?
Now. Mm-hmm. Right now.
Yes, ma'am.
About four. Okay. In it now.
And it's just in the Georgia churches here in the southwest part of Georgia?
Uh-huh. Well, I want to say something. Now, you think about the Georgia and Alabama. They are not involved with this one.
Yeah.
Georgia and Alabama is one saint. The Fifth Sunday saint is one. And the Benevolent Saint Convention is one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they don't even combine. We might be the same people that's singing. But they don't even combine with us.
Okay.
The Jordan, Alabama, the Fifth Sunday Saint, they don't even combine with us. Mm-hmm. We just got, like Philadelphia, you know, they come from up in Stewart County. Mm-hmm. Okay, Benevolence and New Salem, they right out there in Manila. And New Salem and Piney Grove hadn't been in it all the time. Mm-hmm. Since so many more saints dropped out of it, Piney Grove got in it, and New Salem got in it. They have had it more than Philadelphia and Benevolence. Mm-hmm. That's why we just got four now. Mm-hmm. And they trying to get other churches to pick it up because it used to be, like I said, St. Mark Richland. And those are some of the churches I didn't name a while ago. All of those churches was in this same convention. Mm-hmm. But they just dropped out because they got down to so many. Well, okay, what Mr. J.C. Williams' church name? He was in it. Mr. J.C. Williams got a church back up yonder. He lived in Western, I believe. I think he lived in Western, but his church was in it. See, when he got down to nobody but him, he was the only one trying to carry the singing. So when he died, his children just got out. Mm-hmm. See, that's the way the people gradually dropped out. Okay, in Manila, there's Annie B., me, and Rosia. And there's Viola for New Salem. John Clark and them might come. When they decide they want to come, they might, John and V. And when is that New Salem? Now, John and V will come. And then at Pontigo, man mostly follows everywhere. But when man there, maybe Polly and them, you know, they might come. And when they're at home, they'll come. But see, all of these people, they need all of them to follow everywhere they go. But they don't follow. They're Annie B., Roselle, and me from our church. When you used to hold about three benches of sopranos, about three benches of alto, it wasn't never too many tenors. It's Joy Lawson and John Lawson, the only ones that I could remember. But the bass bench, it might have been two or three rows of basses over there on the bass side. Mm-hmm. But on the soprano side, now all the sopranos could sit on one seat and then, you know, then somebody else could sit there too, and the alto the same way. We just really don't have nobody to sing these notes now.
When did you begin to see a decline in this type of singing?
It's been a while back. I can't tell you what year. Mm-hmm. But it's been a long time when people start calling. Miss Thompson dropped the one at Philadelphia. That'll be it. Because the people that will come to Philly David when they're there, they don't follow Miss Thompson to the other churches. Miss Thompson and her daughter, Glory. And he'd been quite some time. Well, before my mama passed, it'd been quite some time when the people stopped. Well, really what happened, the people that were singing passed away. That's one of the things. See, that and the children really wasn't interested in that type of singing. Once they got a piano and they could hear a song on the radio that they could learn, they just gradually moved away from this type of singing. Mm-hmm. But we want to recruit the people back to this. Mm-hmm. But we can't get them to do it because they call it old folks singing.
What do you think need to happen to get that to change?
I wouldn't say me, but I could do the best I could. But if we had somebody that knew really what to, how the notes and every little dot in that note and everything that it mean in that book could call, start recruiting our children together. They need to start acting and let's meet out here every once a month or something and practice these notes. That's how we have to get them back. That's the only way to keep it going. We got to get the younger folks, because the older people that would have been singing, they dead. There ain't nobody that was into this that we can say, y'all come back. Because they're not here to tell them to come back. Mm-hmm. And see, like I said, when they got all those people that were singing in there, when they died, we didn't have nobody to fill in. Because there wasn't no young folks to come up and fill in. We need to do something. And we were trying to think of something to do. But we can't just have this child come up here and pick up a book and stuff and sing. They got to practice these songs. Mm-hmm. They got to practice. Mm-hmm. And they cannot just sit in the church and hear us sing them and say, I can sing it. They can't do that. Because mm-hmm. they got to know exactly to get it right. They need a practice, more than one practice, like we did when we were growing up. Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think you mentioned the piano or whatever has taken its place.
That's right. Now,
you know, the more contemporary gospel and,
right.
and spirituals is taking its place. So how do you feel about one interview I did, I want to say with Mr. Jones, and he mentioned that he thought it was important that the pastor, the church, also take an interest in it in order to keep it going. Do you feel the same way?
Well, the pastor could do that, but... let's see. I believe our pastor, mm-hmm. when we sang the choir to sing these notes, he liked them. He loved this kind of thing. He said he used to sing like that. Mm-hmm. And we run him off a sheet. Mm-hmm. And we sang. He pulled his sheet out and sit there in the pulpit and help us sing. Because he said he liked it. Now, he could be one of the men, the preachers, that would be maybe can encourage the people to come mm-hmm. back. And if there was somebody that we could get, like Rossi, Rodzia, but Rodzia, I don't know which, I won't say that. But anyhow, Rodzia might know more in man, but he'll take patience with man. You got to understand him, you know, to understand what he's saying and what he's doing to get that going. But Rodzia, man, now like I said, I know the notes, but there are some things in this book, I can't tell you this means that, but the only thing I know, the shape note when I see it, and I know when you raise your voice and when you lower your voice and when you keep it on the level, I know that. I know why you have to do that, because long as that note is on that line, you know you keep it level. But when it raises up that from that line to another line, it's make it go up a little bit, but when it drop a little bit below that line, that's when you lower your voice. You know, I know that much about them. But there are some things in these songs that I really can't tell you the meaning of. Mm-hmm. There's some things like a high clip or low clip or something. And now, some of these songs don't have the same thing at the beginning. That's what I'm trying to find one so I can show you the difference. Now, see that right there? Mm-hmm. I can't really tell you what it means. I used to know if I had a class choir and congregation, but see that one there is different. Mm-hmm. See, okay. Now if I knew what it was, I could tell you, but I straight forgot. See, that looked like a six there. See, this different shape, that right there. Mm-hmm. Now it's different from that one right there. Don't they look different to you? Mm-hmm. Okay, you can take the book and look at them. Okay. Don't they look different to you?
Yeah, I see it now.
You see what I'm talking about? The first big thing out there on the end. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's a difference in those songs, in the pitch of those songs. That's how they get the pitch from looking at this right here. Now, I don't know this song like it. There'll be a difference. It'll be a difference in the shape of these. Like some of them got this little old thing right there. See that right there? Mm-hmm. Some folk can tell you what that means. And that right there. See, it's different too. See that? What I showed you. That right there. That means something. And that right there. Now, if I could get interpret viola, Roselle, they probably got a class choir and congregation. I tell you who got one, but you probably won't be able to see it. I know who got one. That's Mr. George Lawson's daughter, Sarah. Mr. George had all of that. But she got all of his books. She don't sing, but she won't let you have his books. So if you had that book, he'd give you all the knowledge that you want. I could have been reading out that book and giving you the straight of everything. But I don't have the class choir and congregation. I used to have one, but... because they had a hardback on them. They didn't have no softback like this. Mm-hmm. The back was a real hardback, and eventually that back tore off like these, tan off of these. Mm-hmm. And the back just, when it tore off, it was just a hard, you didn't see a hardback boot. I don't think they make too many hardback boots now. But once you can find that boot, you can get all the information you need from that rudiment.
Okay.
I don't know whether I told you anything gonna help you or not.